Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, and of course, following the podcast. The YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out. There will be live today, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. midday show. Myself and Hugh Douglas actually back in the studio, which I think we were a week ago. I don't know. We've been at camp a lot and McGurk's on Wednesday. So it'd be nice to be back in the studio for the first time in a while. 10 to 2 today. We have a pair of tickets to give away to Eagles open practice on August 25th. So be listening. Be tuned in. One more quick thing and then to my thoughts on tomorrow night's preseason opener for the Philadelphia Eagles. My book, What If? Tackling the Biggest Unanswered Questions in Philadelphia Sports History, is available for purchase now. WhatIfPhillyBook.com is the website. You get free shipping with all the pre-orders and personalized autograph. All right, whatever you want inside, and address it to whoever you want. So appreciate everyone that's ordered so far, and keep it coming. WhatIfPhillyBook.com is the website for my new book about the greatest what ifs and answering those and how they would have gone if you just changed one little butterfly effect thing in Philadelphia sports history. So the everything will ship starting in October. All right, last night, obviously great Field of Dreams game. So much fun. It's a great event. I watched the movie with my kids this week. Their first time watching the movie to kind of get ready for the game. I think baseball does a great job with it. It's a great one-off event, and it went great last night. Really excited watching it, and good job by Netflix and Major League Baseball. Now we get another event on Saturday night as the NFL preseason is fully underway. Last night, there were some games. Fernando Mendoza was out there. Jeremiah Love, so some of the top picks in the NFL draft. I think both those guys are going to be excellent players in the National Football League. Watched a little bit of them last night. Drew Aller from Penn State, who I thought would be an intriguing quarterback prospect for the Eagles, looked decent for the Steelers. So some fun stuff last night. More games tonight, and the Eagles will play tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in Baltimore against the Ravens for their first preseason game. We'll have a pregame show starting at 5 on WIP tomorrow evening. So as I always do with the preseason, I watch it. I watch it intently, and I really am taking notes on certain players, and I'm watching certain players just to get a feel, a view, a sense what they have. And I think, you know, sometimes you can overrate the preseason. You could take some things from it. Here's what I'll say. You could take nothing from it when it comes to how good a team will be. Famously, the 0-16 Lions in 2008 went 4-0 in the preseason. So the wins and losses matter not at all. I mean, I could care less. The only constant over the years was that John Harbaugh's Ravens tried to win the games, and they had a very good record, and you could bet on them because it mattered to John Harbaugh. It mattered to the Ravens. I would imagine that would probably kind of now permeate and move towards the Giants, where John Harbaugh is now. I'd guess the Giants are going to win the preseason games because John Harbaugh prioritized that. For almost everyone else, though, nobody cares. The win and the loss doesn't matter. But you can, with your eyes and your eye test, glean something from the players, especially the young ones. You know, we know vets and stars are not going to play. The Eagles are going to be silly or over the top and put all the starters out there. I don't think Lane Johnson is going to play. I don't think that Jalen Hurts is going to play. I don't think that Saquon Barkley is going to play. We know Cooper Najee and Quinyon Mitchell are dealing with some injuries right now. They're not going to play. Devontae Smith has a practice in a week and a half. He's not going to play. So that's all obvious. But we are going to see some players that have some promise and, you know, could impact the 2026 season. Now, maybe they won't. Maybe some will. Maybe one of the two of these guys I mentioned impacts more of the 27 season. But all the guys I'm mentioning have a path to the field at some point in the near future. And what I thought was really cool was, you know, in the last preseason, you got a glimpse of one of the guys that's on my list this year. But now he's kind of taken what he did last year was a glimpse towards, it showed us something. And now he's kind of built on it. And we're going to see even more. So I want to roll into five players I am watching most closely and most excited to watch, Eagles-Ravens, tomorrow night. Number one, and this is by a mile, for a couple reasons. One, I think the Eagles have something in this player. And two, how much I've noticed being at camp, the Eagles are committed to his development, and that is quarterback Cole Payton. So we'll see tomorrow night how much and how the Eagles distribute the snaps for their quarterbacks. I do not anticipate Jalen Hurts to be in anything but street clothes. That leaves three quarterbacks: Andy Dalton, Tanner McKee, and Cole Payton. I would guess that Cole Payton would get the majority of the snaps as the game goes on. I would say maybe Andy Dalton gets the first series or two. Then they go to Tanner McKee to close out the first half, and the whole second half feels like it could be a Cole Payton night. That's my guess. I don't know how Nick Sirianni and Sean Manuel want to deploy this, but I'm a Cole Payton fan. I said when I watched him during the pre-draft process with the idea of the Eagles might draft a developmental quarterback this year, I particularly watched guys like Drew Aller. I watched guys like Taylen Green, went to the Browns. Allen went to the Steelers. I watched Garrett Nussmeier, went to the Chiefs. And I watched Cole Payton, who went to the Eagles, obviously from North Dakota State. And what I saw when I watched him was a young Mark Brunell. I think he could be developed into a starting quarterback in the National Football League. And at the bare minimum, a really high-end number two that has value. Just like, you know, Mark Brunell was developed by the Green Bay Packers. They never played for the Packers. And he ended up playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars because the Packers had a guy in the midst of winning MVPs in Brett Favre. If Jalen Hurts plays at that level, you can get something for Cole Payton down the line. Just like that. And I think that development at the quarterback position is a brilliant thing the Packers did and other teams have tried to replicate it. Andy Reid has done it for years. And, you know, the Packers also did it with Matt Hasselbeck, Aaron Brooks. I mean, they were doing it for years. So now the Eagles have Cole Payton. I'm reminded of Mark Brunell when he was young. And I watched him a lot in training camp. A couple of things stood out. He will rip the football. He will throw it into traffic. He's not afraid to throw into tight windows. You like those things. A little, few too many picks, but all right. We can reel that back in. He can run. He can move. He is big. He is strong. I think he throws with touch. All those things are awesome. The other thing I've noticed is the Eagles work with him a lot. He gets reps to the side. It's almost like you're treating him like it's his own thing, not just in the progress of the 2026 Eagles. He's his own development story. After practice, most days we were there. I think we were at six or seven practices the last 2+ weeks. He would stay on the field for 20 to 30 minutes after practice. Everybody else is inside. And Cole Payton is out there and he's working with Sean Mannion. He's working with Parks Frazier on his footwork, on his dropbacks. There's something I could see something happening here where they're invested in this kid's development. He's the first quarterback taken for Sean Mannion for this scheme. I think it matters. I go back to 2020. You know, it started as Jalen Hurts, and Jalen Hurts was a higher-end prospect and a second-round pick and a better prospect. But Jalen Hurts was being developed on the side by Marty Morningwake. He started off as number three in the depth chart behind Nate Sudfeld. So we've seen these kind of stories in pro football before. I think Eagles have something Cole Payton. I'm excited for him to make a lot of plays. I think he'll make a lot of plays tomorrow night, and I think he'll be a wild player too. Now, might he throw a pick? Yeah, he might. But I think he'll be a wild player too from quarterback Cole Payton. Our second player I'm watching closely tomorrow night in the Eagles and Ravens preseason game is wide receiver Darius Cooper. I mean, all I hear and all I see from everyone following practice and being down there is the rise of Darius Cooper. That this kid is becoming something in front of our eyes. You know, an undrafted player at Tarleton State last year that, you know, really with your eye test, you saw it in the preseason. You're like, whoa, he might be a player. You know, they might have something here. And this happens every once in a while. Yesterday on the midday show, when we had Ashlyn Sullivan on, we were kind of going through some, I guess, the last two or three decades, you know, maybe one in each of the last few decades of these undrafted free agent wide receivers that make impacts. And it just so happened to be that we landed on the three guys, you know, some local guys in terms of the area, in terms of the teams they played for, in terms of rivals, and one that was Hugh's teammate. So the three players that we landed on that, you know, went from undrafted, went from out of nowhere, small school type of thing, to, oh, you can't ignore that they could play. Wayne Krabet with the New York Jets out of Hofstra, Hugh's teammate in the 90s. And then I brought up to a little more recent, but still a little while ago, Miles Austin, who went to school at Monmouth University, which was and is, you know, pretty close to where I grew up. And he turned into a good player for a bit with the Dallas Cowboys. He landed here for a brief period at the end of his career, but he was a Dallas Cowboy and a darn good player for a little bit. And then the most recent example, unless I'm missing a big one, but of a guy that went from undrafted to star. And what I remember with this guy was really the preseason. He did it once, and then the next year it happened again. Then it was like, whoa. And then that was the second year that he started to emerge on the field in the season. And that'd be Victor Cruz with the New York Giants. And his, Victor Cruz's breakout game, of course, came here to 2011 against Nnamdi Asamoah on the Dream Team. So, you know, this happens every once in a while. I'm not saying that Darius Cooper is going to be as good as any of those guys, because that would be a very high-end outcome for the Philadelphia Eagles. But the reports are he's been great in camp. Jalen Hurts seems to really like him. He's getting more confident. He's big. He's physical. He's got strong hands. This is a wide receiver group that has, I would think, snaps to go around. And I think Darius Cooper is going to get some. I'm excited to watch him tomorrow night against the Ravens. And the third player I am most excited to watch Eagles-Ravens preseason game is Jeremiah Trotter Jr., who continues to be right place, right time, knows where the football is. I am impressed with the physical nature, the speed, the attributes of Jahad Campbell. I am not sold that Jahad Campbell will be the player that the Eagles thought he was. You know, they've already abandoned the pass rush stuff, and he's just an inside linebacker. He has to be a darn good one, though, to really justify the pick they made. And my perception is that Trotter is the kind of guy that really will resonate with Vic Fangio, because right place, right time, knows where to be. I think Trotter is going to play really well this preseason. I think he's going to play snaps during the regular season. Jeremiah Trotter, number three. Number four for me is Eli Stowers, a tight end. Seems like it's been a quiet spring, quiet summer. He's down the depth chart. I'm not expecting much early in the season. You know, he's behind Dallas Goedert as the lead tight end, as the pass-catching tight end. He's probably not even, if you kind of think about the way they're going to deploy their tight ends, he probably doesn't even resonate on the blocking tight end side, the number two tight end side with Johnny Munt. Can you play him in Goddard? I don't think you could much, maybe a little bit. So I think it's going to be a slower build, but I just want to see how he gets in and out of breaks, the natural ability to catch the football in space. Can they find ways to get him on the field as a receiver in packages, as a second or third tight end in packages? That's what I'm looking for Eli Stowers. And the fourth one, keep an eye on this one, because I caught my attention a couple of days ago. We had Jordan Davis on the show from training camp, and I asked him, well, give us a couple of players you think, but maybe not the stars, maybe not the Saquons, the you know, Devontae's that everyone knows is going to have big years and everyone knows is a great player. Give us someone a little bit under the radar that you're practicing against every day that you're like, wow, he's coming along. You see it. You see it, and maybe is poised for a big season. I asked that to Jordan Davis, and one of the players he responded with was Drew Kendall, the Eagles' interior offensive lineman. And I've read things about Drew Kendall. I've seen things with Drew Kendall, and I heard it from Jordan Davis. It sounds like he has progressed significantly. And I would guess that Drew Kendall is going to be the first center or his guard off the bench if the Eagles have an injury. And you think back to last year and how difficult of a year it was for Cam Jurgens, how difficult of a year it was for Landon Dickerson. I hope everyone stays fully healthy, but that's probably not reality. It's pro football. These are our offensive linemen. There's a war of attrition in that spot on the field. And I think there's a real chance Drew Kendall is going to start games this season for the Eagles. So how does he look? How does he handle significant defensive linemen at the point of attack? Can he move? Can he get out in space? You know, I remember watching Cam Jurgens in his rookie year playing in the preseason. And although that year he was, you know, he wasn't going to play much, you're like, whoa, they got something here. This guy could play. And of course, he turned out to be a really good player and helped them, you know, when he got in there as a starting player. So I think you could see this stuff. I think you could feel it. I think you get a sense of the players as individuals and can I kind of understand what they could become if they reach their ceiling. So the five players I am most excited to watch in the Eagles' first preseason game against the Ravens, number one by a lot is Cole Payton, the quarterback out of North Dakota State. I think they have something there. We shall see what he puts on film in his first preseason game. Number two, Darius Cooper, the wide receiver out of Tarleton State, who had a big year last year and a big preseason, I should say, last year, and now moves forward to his second year, turning heads at camp. Now he gets a chance to maybe play even more and get on the field in big moments in week one. Number three, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., who I think could steal some snaps from Jahad Campbell as the season goes on. Number four, the tight end, second round pick, Eli Stowers. Not expecting much early because I think it's a development time for him, but how does he look when he catches the football? Can he run past linebackers? Can he outmuscle safeties? Can he work his way into space in the middle of the field? And number five, interior lineman Drew Kendall, who I think is going to have a role in this team, obviously impressing Jordan Davis. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. My book, What If? Tackling the Biggest Unanswered Question to Philadelphia Sports History. It's available now on my website, whatiffphillybook.com. That's how you order. Appreciate everyone who's done so far. And if you haven't, hop on and grab your book. Excited to hear what you think about it when you receive it and read it. Thank you so much for listening to WIP Daily.